Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Red Men News. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Matthew Lockett.
Yeah, man.
This is your first time.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Tell me who you are. Tell me what you do.
You know me from behind the camera. And my Photoshop skills, my famous Photoshops, people's heads on Liverpool players' bodies. That's me.
Are they famous though?
I think people like
or
them.
Or just quite liked.
Well, let us know in the comments.
There you go. Tom's behind the camera today, taking your comments and questions if you've got anything. I'm going to be dead honest, it's a bit of a slow news day today, but we have a couple of topics which we want to fly through and get your thoughts on some of the subjects, Matthew. First of which, Robbie Fowler, an undefeated February, has earned him head coach. That's the second one I think he's had, but it's a nomination this time. I think he won it for January. Just really good to see him doing well. I think someone who's not had the best, I don't know, pedigree, the right word, as a manager, that's someone he expected to kind of go and do well. I'm not familiar with the Australian A-League, but it's just good to see a former Liverpool player doing so well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I made up for him. I think it's a good place to do it as well, to start out his managerial career. Is this the first club he's managed? I think it is, isn't it? So hopefully he's learning a lot over there as well. It's obviously a nice place to live, nice weather. Mm-hmm. So
you've been that way?
I used to live there, yeah.
Did you? Yeah, I don't know. People are learning about you, mate.
Used to live in Australia, yeah. Went to Brisbane. Expensive place. Nice place. I recommend it if you're down those ways.
I'm rich. I'm rich. If you're down those ways.
If you're passing by.
You missed the Down Under joke.
The Down Under joke.
And that's why Tom's behind the camera. good to see him doing well. Naby Keita, fitness update. Obviously, he's not available tonight for the clash against Chelsea, but Jurgen Klopp is hopeful Naby Keita will be available for selection when Liverpool face Bournemouth in the Premier League at the weekend. He missed the game against Watford on Saturday, but Klopp told reporters a little bit, but not enough with his hip. I can't really say more. That's the only information I got from the medical department. He's not ready, but he could be ready after the game after. But for that game, not. It's not serious, but obviously serious enough. So, again, I struggle with Naby Keita. I'm not frustrated at him. I'm frustrated for him because with injuries, like, I think it's so easy to be angry at the player. Yeah. It's not his fault. He doesn't want to be injured. He's in and out of form because he's in and out of injuries and team selections and stuff like that. So,
like, yeah, it seems like every time he's hit form as well, he's got an injury. Like, it was December, wasn't it, where he got 4 assists and a goal in like 5 games, something like that. And then he got that injury again. So it's like the Sturridge thing, isn't it? It's a shame because you know he's got good technical ability. You know he's a quality player, but he's just not in the team enough to kind of get a good run of form and show everyone what he can do, really. And that's where the frustration comes from. I feel it as well. Like you say, like I'm not annoyed at him, but I'm annoyed with the situation, that I'm annoyed for him because I want to see him do well.
Is it also playing in frustration, the fact that because we waited so long for him and then everyone spent a year watching YouTube videos of how good he was and the type of play that he had and going past people and, you know, scoring screens and stuff, and then you think you spent all this money on him, we waited for him, and yet, you know, he's been at Liverpool for quite a while now and people are still saying the same words of, we're just waiting for him to kick on.
Exactly, it's like, yeah. It's like three seasons now waiting for him, isn't it? Like 2.5 seasons, waiting for him to do something. And yeah, obviously it's not his fault. I think players were onto it last season as well. I remember there was a Wolves game in December last season, and they were targeting him, and he seemed to be trying to foul him a lot and hitting him in certain areas because I don't know if they got onto the fact that he knew he was injury prone or he had problems.
He never had problems at Leipzig. He was hardly ever injured.
Was he not?
No.
But at the start of Liverpool, he was.
Oh,
he was injured a lot. I remember that game in December, so they've had enough of the season to see, hang on, he's a bit, not weak, but you know, fragile, and he seems to be hitting him there. So.
Oh, let us know your thoughts on Naby Keita. Are you frustrated with him, at him? Do you wish him all the best, or do you think, I'm going to say to replace him, I think it's a bit stupid, but there are people that think that because Twitter is a hellhole at times. Moving on, Daniel Sturridge suspended from all football activity until June 17th after the Football Association won an appeal over betting breaches. The ban increased from 2 weeks to 4 months and fined doubled to £150,000. Explains why he ended his contract with Trabzonspor. We and Paul did this yesterday, and it just broke, I think, half an hour before we did the news show that he mutually cancelled his contract with the club. And we've just done a bit on Reds News Roundup, which will be out later today or possibly tomorrow. It's so hard for footballers, and it's the one and only time where I've actually agreed with Joey Barton is it's a bit of a taboo subject for some people because, you know, on one hand, you know, with the FA, the Premier League, and, you know, sponsors people around Europe, the bodies, you know, UEFA and stuff like that, they're all happy to use these betting companies. But also, you know, on shirts, on boardings, you know, in and around stadiums, everywhere you go. And then they go footballs where you can't have anything to do with it. And in the case of Daniel Sturridge, he's not directly betted.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Do we know the details or the ins and outs of what?
Well, we can say alleged. I know it's alleged that he hasn't done this. I think he's come out and said that, you know, he's pleading his innocence because he hasn't directly done it. It's like, a friend of a friend or a family member. Something's gone on. I think Chris said he was cleared of 9/11 charges, and then they've got the two on this. But also, you know, these governing bodies was the word I was looking for, sorry. They can't have it both ways.
Is this the one dating back to last season as well, was it December last season where he... Is this the same?
I think so.
The same thing. Yeah, it's strange and it's unclear of what the rules are. Like you say, it's hypocritical in the sense that they're clamping down, and already seems to be clamping down on players, even like that, where he hasn't done it himself. He's just been involved in it in whatever way, allegedly. But I mean, betting is a big part of football and the sponsorships around it. So it's definitely a strange one.
It's a 4 months. 3.5 months, so he's going to be out for now. He's obviously, you know, has his contract cancelled with Trabzonspor. Compile that with the injuries and his age, probably. Is that it for Daniel Sturridge?
No, I think he'll go to America. I'm surprised he didn't when he left us. I think he'll do well there.
Have you been there?
I've been there.
Have you? Have you not been there as well?
I've been there. New York, yeah. If you're passing by New York, it's a nice place.
If you're going down under.
Nice.
Okay.
Damn.
So you think he's going to go to America? You got into Miami.
I hope he goes to America.
Yeah,
it's a growing industry. The football over there. And I think he'll do well. Yeah. And he's a good personality as well. Yeah. Brilliant personality. Remember those quizzes LFC used to do?
Oh yeah.
So if he's good, there, seems like a good laugh. And that I think
he's a nice guy.
Did you? Yeah. You're a nice lad. Yeah. Good. Good. And I wish him well. I think I always like Sturridge a lot. I think he's a top talent.
Well, here you go then, confirmed by Matt. The second stage consultation of Anfield Road has been concluded, so I think we covered this a couple of weeks ago where we went down and got the results of the first lot. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on it, Matt, in the sense of Liverpool doing things off the field, and, you know, it's important to take the residents into account and their thoughts and feelings on the matters as well.
Yeah, when we went down as well, one thing that...
It was us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Trying to remember all our little... days out.
Everything after Madrid to blame, mate.
When we went down there, I was happy with how considerate they seem as well about the community. They seem to be taking that really seriously. I think the first consultation, there was issues over...
It was the road, wasn't there, on the back, and their access to houses.
And they made a big thing about, look, we understand that, and, you know, we're going to work on that, and they have done. And there's all the stuff as well where they're trying to do it quite... eco-friendly and things like that, which is great. It's good to see them doing it that way.
Good. Joe Gomez has opened up on Raheem Sterling altercation and being booed by England fans. I'd actually forgot this had happened, to be honest with you. But someone's asked him about it in an interview, and he said it was a difficult period. Oh, he told The Athletic they've asked him. Of course they have. I enjoy football. It's my passion, but there are lots of things that come with it, like the limelight. That's the thing that I didn't enjoy. If anything, it made me a bit more standoffish, he said at the reception. But in terms of the actual situation with Sterling, what happened. We spoke, it's done. And it was, as a team, it was done. So in my head, it was done. I think it's been really hard for him when that happened and coming on and England fans being booed, and obviously there's that tribal thing, isn't there, fans kind of like, you know, there'll be City fans in there or rival fans because he's a Liverpool player, yep, are booing him, don't know the full story. Like, it's a lot of pressure for a kid, which essentially is what he is.
Yeah, no, he handled it well. I think even that, like that, he's handling it very maturely and professionally. Yeah, but it's difficult. I think, it doesn't help that he's a Liverpool player, because a lot of, especially with how good we are this season, and people are more annoyed at us the better we are, obviously. But yeah, I think he's just, like, fair play to him. He's handled it the best he could. He didn't deserve to get booed. It wasn't him that initiated it in any way, was it? So that's one of them, and it's ignore it, move on.
It's just one of them. There you go. Someone took my mat.
That's top analysis, that. It's just one of them.
UEFA sponsor concerned Liverpool versus Atletico Madrid could be impacted by coronavirus. More scaremongering. Several major sporting events around the world have already been impacted by the coronavirus, and UEFA are taking the situation very seriously. They respond to concerns that Liverpool's Champions League campaign, second clash with Atletico Madrid, could be affected by the coronavirus. Just repeat the title there, haven't I? And whatever else was to follow. But, it's not your answer to everything now, is it? We did this on the Reds News as well, and I don't know if it's ignorance or naivety where I've just kind of just brushed it under the carpet, as in this is just a load of nonsense. And the fact that more people probably die of flu than they will do of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And I know there's been games postponed in Serie A. There was a rugby game that was cancelled or postponed. They're talking about the Euros as well, and some of the tournament, cricket maybe, that might be affected after that. And I know they have to take it seriously. They have to be protocol, and, you know, people's welfare and safety is a huge concern. Mm-hmm. But it's getting a bit out of hand, isn't it?
It's getting a bit crazy.
Yeah. I mean, when I say it's getting out of hand, I mean the scaremongering, not the actual virus.
Yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah, it was the media, didn't it? They've done it with every small or big virus there's been in the last few years. I don't see that it's going to cause that much of a problem. I don't think.
It will be awkward, because I know there's been talks and there's been a few Serie A games as well where they play behind closed doors. Like, that would be horrific, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't be ideal winning it.
No.
Winning the league. Jordan Henson lifting the trophy and...
To no one.
To no one, yeah. But no, I don't think any of that's going to happen. I think you said it before, actually, on the news roundup, that it's a mixture of the media just being the media, scaremongering, and also it's Liverpool. And the hatred around Liverpool is a big part of why they're saying all this, I think.
Just one of them.
Just one of them.
There you go. Comments and questions. So you look where you get to tell us something.
Yeah, I just want to commend you on your medical expertise there, lads. On the coronavirus.
We've got it under control.
We've got a comment from Stuart Wisby saying, Matt, when you have to be live at 12:30 but cutting down trees at 2:00.
I don't know what he's referring to. What do you mean, Stu? What are you trying to say?
Your lumberjack jacket, mate.
Move on to the Fowler stuff. Stephen Somerville says, perhaps Fowler could be a potential future Liverpool coach if he's doing well in another club.
Yeah, I think he did an interview about maybe a week ago, or just a bit more, of him saying, like, you know, he's got aspirations to manage in the Premier League and, you know, kind of go big. And fair play to him. I think you said it before. It's a bit extreme to go to the side of the world to, you know, keep a low profile, but he's never going to do that as a former Liverpool legend. You know, he's got, but, you know, and then the success of that, people will keep their eye on it. But it's low profile in the sense of it's the A-League.
The English media isn't on his case every day or every other day like they would be if he was managing a championship team or something like that. But yeah, you don't know. Like, I don't know what the level is in Australian football. I don't know how you compare it to the English leagues.
Well, the Premier League's a shit league this year, isn't it, Matt?
Oh, yeah, it's the worst it's been. It's the worst it's ever been. That's the only reason why we're winning it. No, I don't know what the level is. So I don't know whether what the next step would be for him, whether it would be a Premier League team, whether it would be Championship, or even take what he's learned there and come to our... Wasn't he in contention for the youth? Neil Critchley's job?
I think
he was on the James
Pierce was in there, so do you know what I mean? Take that with a pinch of salt. Yeah, I mean, no offence to James Pierce. If you want to go and do it, then, you know, shoot for the stars.
Don't take the piss out of James Pierce.
I wasn't.
You know, he's my hero.
Oh, yeah. Matt, proper fangirl. He's like, we got the plane to it. It's James Pierce. James Pierce is over there. He sat behind us. He's a legend. He's a legend. Sorry.
The Naby Keita stuff. Before we went live, there was a little bit of a discussion on him. Shane Buckley started off with, it's time to accept Naby Keita is injury prone, just like Sturridge was. It's time to get rid of him, then recoup the money we spent there. There's better out there that can stay fit. Then Strongest Civilian went on to say, when I said at the beginning of the season that I've given up on Keita, I got backlash. Now people can see what I meant. Then Stuart Wisby says, Naby will come good, just needs time. And Kay Brennan says, there's a player in there, I want him starting. He should be a ball of energy every game. He played so safe versus West Ham. That's not why we got him.
I am on the fence because I sort of agree with all those comments.
Yeah, see, yeah. I don't think anything's unreasonable there.
No.
I get why people feel that way.
It's the thing of like, the one says, there's a player there, he should be starting. You know, he'll come good, but how long can you bang that drum for?
Yeah, exactly. And there's other midfielders out there who can... I think the thing is, like, we haven't seen him do anything like absolutely world class, and he was good at Leipzig and that, but it's not a case of like, whoa, he is 100% certified.
No,
world
class. He's shown glimpses of what he can do.
Yeah, he's shown potential, yeah. But there's other players how many players have shown potential?
Yeah,
and shown glimpses of being world class.
That thing of, as football fans, I think we don't. And I agree with the comments, as I said before, of like, you don't believe that someone can get better and someone can do good. Like,
yeah, of course.
Adam Lallana is probably not the best case to use this, but everyone wrote Adam Lallana off. And I know he's Henderson. I know he's a squad player. Yeah, okay, that's a better example. Okay, yeah. There you go. Well done. One more, Tom. Probably not to me.
I mean,
you weren't ready for another one, were you?
No. There's coronavirus stuff, which I'm not going to ask you because you just don't know what you're on about.
I've got a PhD in coronavirus.
Rob D just says, probably just play games behind closed doors, then pay-per-view the events to make more money. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but atmosphere would be shit, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
especially when I win the league.
Would you rather be sick?
What?
Would you rather get sick?
Watching them win the league, die? Yeah.
What about the hospitals?
What?
We're not all as hard as you, Ross.
would you rather pay more money to watch Liverpool win the league from your TV, or would you go and watch the game?
What, if I knew I was going to get sick?
You don't know you're going to get sick. It's potentially get sick. You're potentially going to get sick every time you go to a game now.
Well, that's what I do now. Yeah.
Right. So are you not going to Chelsea tonight, Tom, because you might get sick?
I am half worried that we're going to London and there's more of a risk that we get sick because there's so many more people.
You're going to come to London with me tonight to the Chelsea game?
Yeah.
There you go then, right. Me and Matt going to the Chelsea game tonight, Tom.
You can't. The hotel's in my name. Shut up.
It's in your name, yeah.
Me and Tom are going to Chelsea game tonight. Sorry, this is just a slow news day. But I've said we are going to the game later tonight, so we'll have post-match content. We'll have more content out on the YouTube and the website tomorrow and a build-up for the weekend's game as well as another news show. Hopefully there will be something to talk about. And thank you for listening and for watching. We'll see you soon. Oh, thanks to Matt as well, first time.
You're welcome.
How did he do? Let us know in the comments. Ta-ra.
Don't.
Oh.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.